Good morning, everyone. My name is Judy Lin, and I am with Digital Judy Podcast. Today, we're here with Ansiphone Contact Centers in sunny Santa Ana, California. Ansiphone is a leading provider of business process outsourcing and call center solutions with 50 years of delivering world-class customer experience and brand care. We offer state-of-the-art communications technology and outsource call center services, including inbound calls, outbound calls, HIPAA-compliant secure text messaging, email response, live chat, and more. We provide a seamless extension of you.
Hi, Eric. How are you doing?
Doing great. How are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for coming out and meeting with us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yes. So what is your role here at Ansiphone?
My role here at Ansiphone is a shift lead.
What does that mean?
You're pretty much the leader of that specific shift. We have three shifts going on here at Ansiphone.
Okay. And what do you guys do here exactly?
We are a call center. So okay. We deal with multiple a range of clients here. So
okay. And like what kind of clients do you normally service?
We service anything from order taking to medical, mm-hmm. lawyers, basically any company that needs any type of customer service for their customers.
I see. So do you take like inbound calls? Like what do you guys do?
Yes, it's okay. Generally all inbound. It's all incoming calls.
I see. And what would you say are the top criterias that you need to have in order to become a great customer service rep?
One of the biggest things would be the attitude. The attitude is just...
Yeah, I bet.
It starts with that. Everything else, if you don't already have it, it's something that you will definitely learn here.
Well, can you kind of elaborate? What do you mean, like an attitude when like someone that comes on the phone is like nagging at you, or what do you mean?
Well, it does start with the agent's attitude, your specific attitude. If you're not open-minded about what the caller's calling in for, you're not able to empathize with the caller regarding the reasons for their call, you won't have a good time here.
I can imagine. So can you share an experience here that required you to act on the spot or how to service someone?
Yes, because we deal with a lot of medical accounts, my biggest experience, I believe it will always be the biggest experiences I have here and the ones that I will remember the most is when callers are calling regarding children.
Like what, medical emergencies?
Emergencies, mm-hmm. especially if it's a child. I'm a father myself, so it does hit home.
Yeah, how old are your kids?
I have actually an 18-year-old and I have an 8-year-old.
Oh, wow. That's quite a difference.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to be off track, but no, getting back. So you can relate with the children aspect.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm.
And what would happen in the emergency situation?
Generally get calls from... It's generally first-time parents. They're the ones who are most panicked about their situation, most stressed out. Mm-hmm. And we try to... help them ease them a little bit, empathize with them as much as possible and assure them that, you know, we can try to assist them. And that was, I think, my first call that I've ever got that really hit home was when I got one of those calls. And I was assisting a first-time mother with a couple-month-old baby.
Yeah, what happened?
The child had a really high fever and she was just going crazy regarding that situation.
She's panicking.
Really,
right?
Really panicky. Yeah. I was able to assist her, get the doctor online right away for her and assure her that she was going to get some assistance and give her direction.
So I actually have met with three of your agents last summer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I remember one of them kept talking about active listening. What is that? What is active listening exactly?
Active listening, it's something that if you don't already have this skill, it's going to be kind of difficult to assure the caller that you're going to give them some assistance. You need to make sure that you understand the person's situation, be able to empathize with them. If you have to make somebody repeat themselves more than once, you're gonna instill doubt in them.
Oh, wow.
So that's not a very good thing, especially if they have specific issue that they are completely overwhelmed with.
Yeah, and it's a distressed call, right? Mm-hmm. So they want to get a remedy.
Yes, definitely. And they want a remedy right away.
Yeah, I bet they
always
do. So what has been the hardest thing here for you then?
I think the hardest thing here for me has been dealing with customers that are irate. I have learned to empathize more with those customers and made myself understand that they're not mad at me. They're mad at the situation.
That's good.
Or they're stressed about that specific situation that they're in.
So since you get call after call, do you get exhausted? I mean, how do you keep such a positive mindset, yeah. Eric?
Oh, it's definitely exhausting. But keeping that good attitude, yeah. And understanding that you're there to help, and just feeling that satisfaction of knowing that you're able to help someone keeps me going in every single day. So,
and what is the volume of calls you get per day?
Oh wow, that can range anywhere from 100 calls a day to several hundred calls a day per person.
Are you serious?
Yes. When I was an operator, me and my teammates would go into competition with each other to see who can take the most calls per day. We got to the point where we were taking 600-800 calls a day per shift.
Aren't you getting a headache at that point?
Oh, at that point when we're doing that kind of stuff, yeah. We're having fun with it.
Oh, I see. So that's when you were talking about the attitude.
Yes.
That's where it plays in.
That's
right?
Where it plays in. Having that type of attitude and especially that camaraderie with your teammates, being able to take care of those calls and still have that camaraderie and have that fun in the call center, makes it worthwhile at the end of the day. And it's fun.
Yeah. So I've spoken to your CEO, Randy Harmat, before, and I hear that you service natural disasters.
Yes.
And obviously a lot of medical accounts as well. What has that been like for you?
I've taken great pleasure in that because I felt like I've provided my grain of sand to that situation. Mm-hmm. Being able to be there and take those calls, take the donations for whatever situation that's happening at the moment. Providing those callers with some type of, some type of security, knowing that I've made them, made their day a little bit better. You know, I wish I can do a lot more for them at that point because I know they're in a disaster, a hard situation for them,
yeah.
Especially if they have family.
Are they displaced families too,
yes.
Right?
A lot of them, their homes have been completely destroyed or they've been completely pushed out of their community. So it's very hard for them, I'm sure.
So are you the only line of contact at that point because of everything's collapsed, right?
Yes.
They have no phone systems. They're relying on you to communicate to the rest of the world for things that they need, right?
Oh, yes. And we're available 24/7, 365 days
wow.
a year. So,
what a critical role you play.
Oh, yes. I've taken great pleasure in that. And a lot of my team members feel very pleased with being able to help and assist those type of callers.
So if you were to mentor or coach someone in this role, what would you say to this person to prepare for?
We'll start with their attitude. After that, being able to make them understand that empathy is a big part of that picture as well. Making sure that person understands that we're there to assist them. A lot of the callers, once again, are calling in because they're stressed about their situation. So we want to make sure we empathize with them as much as possible and have a good attitude towards the situation.
What is your happiest experience here so far at Ansiphone? What are you most proud of?
I am most proud of the camaraderie in here.
Yeah.
It's been a big reason why I've been here for so long. Mm-hmm. It's great to be able to just socialize with the team members. On top of that, teach them how to deal with their callers, provide them tools to be able to assist each and every one of their calls. And provide them with provide the customers with great service.
Well, Eric, it sounds like you handle a huge volume of calls on a very intense level, and you have to think quickly on your feet, and you, at the same time, you have to accommodate and actively listen. So, how do you de-stress? Like, what do you do for fun?
We have a lot of events here, especially for our obvious events like Halloween, Christmas,
yeah.
Thanksgiving, 4th of July. We have a lot of get-togethers within those time frame. That is the best thing because you can see everybody just mesh in together and you know, enjoy, socialize each
relaxing.
Other. Yeah, and that makes such a big difference here.
Yeah, that sounds like a good balance to them.
Yes.
So where can we find you online?
Online? Well, we are at ansiphone.com.
Okay, and how do you spell that?
That is A-N-S-A, F as in Frank, O-N-E.
Right. Yeah, remember that, not
yes,
phone.
Not P-H.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody thinks it's P-H, but no, it's F as in Frank. Yeah,
okay,
we replaced that with that.
So that is A-N-S-A-F-O-N-E.com. Well, thank you again, Eric. Thank you so much for coming out and interviewing with us, and we appreciate your time.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.